put into the service of Maya, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, in Goloka Vrindavan, the living entities are serving Krishna as friends, cowherd boys, gopis, lovers, fathers, mothers and so on. Even the trees, water, flowers, land, calves and cows serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. This is also our business, but somehow or other we do not like to serve Krishna. Therefore we have been put into the service of Maya, in the three modes of material nature. Srila Prabhupada, Teachings of Lord Kapila, Chapter 12.
I had this realization today, and I thought I would share it with you. Something about having an expiration date, it bothers me. We place so much importance on what is happening at the present moment. It is all we know. It is understandable because everyone else does the same. In truth, everything that we do will be washed away by time. Think about it. Take someone living 200 years ago. At this very time of year, they were hard at work. They were worried about the future. They lamented over the past. They changed gears, made adjustments, and contemplated efficiency and better living. What was it all for? No one remembers who they are. The people they tried to impress are no longer around. The entire society is finished. Without doubt, they made an impact. We are the product of the past. The people who came before us paved the way for the traditions we currently hold on to. This was a factor in Arjuna's hesitation at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita.
Utsanna kuldharmana Manushyana janardan Narke niyatam vaso Bhavti de anushushum.
Quote, O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 1.43.
The realization I had is that we are almost stuck in a certain room. We have to stay there for a certain amount of time. If there were only a few coins on a single table, that might be the way we pass the time. We create games and events out of the tossing of the coins. We keep a record book. We crown an annual champion. We do all sorts of things, but the entire purpose is to forget that we are locked in a room. It is pretty morbid and sad, if you ask me. There has to be more to life.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that the constitutional position of the living being is to serve Krishna. This is more than just a theoretical exercise. There is a vivid image to give substance, to provide a backing to the theory. We have the spiritual realm known as Goloka Vrindavan. There are living entities in that place, and they are united in a singular goal of serving Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is variety, in that each person serves in a manner preferred. There are parents, friends, and lovers. There are daily interactions, which are blissful throughout. There is no exhaustion or diminution through the passage of time. The same concept of time exists, but it lacks a negative influence. In the material world, time is the great destroying agent.
Prahladash chasmi daityana Kala kalitam aham Mrigana cha mrigendroham Vantayash cha pakshinam.
Quote, among the daitya demons I am the devoted Prahlada, among subduers I am time, among the beasts I am the lion, and among birds I am Garuda, the feathered carrier of Vishnu.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.30.
The service extends beyond the human species. The parrots, the trees, the cows, the calves, the flowers, and even the water serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. The living entities, in whichever body type they appear, follow the eternal occupation. The Vaishnava laments that in the material world man forgets this most blissful service and instead succumbs to illusion. Man makes plans for establishing conditions that will vanish in the blink of an eye. They seek out fame, prestige, and honor from a population that changes its sentiments on a whim, in the manner of a pendulum that swings between bhoga and tyaga, enjoyment and renunciation. The Acharya arrives from the spiritual world to reawaken our dormant love for God, to point us in the proper direction. We can work for a permanent achievement, to be unified in the close association of the All-Attractive One, who never maintains a quota on the number of associates. We can create the Goloka atmosphere within our immediate vicinity, through dedicated devotional practices such as worshipping the deity, hearing Krishna Lila, passing on the instruction of Bhagavad Gita to others, and always chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, in service of my lost, that interest coming with cost, that eventually to go, not permanent so, forgotten the occupation real, Acharya making this appeal, that better with the Goloka way, where steady with Krishna to stay.